if we attempt to understand the parasha of Korach, it seems that Korach's fundamental error was based on what he said, Kikola e de kulum kadoshim. He felt that everybody was equal. And there are many pshatim offered how that manifested that Korach was so fundamentally wrong. There's an interesting medrash. The parasha says, the medrash says, Ma ra Korach lachal ke Moshe v'Aaron. What caused Korach to disagree with Moshe v'Aaron? Parshas Parah Aduma ra. He saw the parasha Parah Aduma. And of course, what is the connection? So the Sefer Birchas Yitzchak quotes from the Kedusha Slavi, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, Baditchver, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, and Sasha. He said the Kedusha Slavi would say that from the Aveira, the terrible Aveira that Klai Yisrael sinned with the eagle, actually was the cause for something good that happened to Klai Yisrael. We all know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to Klai Yisrael, they immediately said Nasa v'Nishma. And as the Gemara in Masech the Shabbos that Peiches says, when Klai Yisrael made this incredible declaration, in Shemayim there was a commotion and there was a statement, Migila Roza Labonai. Who taught my children this incredible declaration? It was a Loshen Shemalach Asharis. It's a Loshen, it's the declaration that the Malachim use. At first glance, it seems that Klal Yisrael were in a tremendously high madrega. Klal Yisrael were equivalent to the Malachim. But actually, that isn't necessarily a very positive place to be. Because what makes Klal Yisrael, what makes the person so unique, is that we have Bechira. We have the right to choose what we should do, right or wrong. And then the fact that we have that Bechira and we still choose and do the right thing, that shows how great we are. And therefore, by us saying Nasa v'Nishma, maybe we've actually diminished our greatness. Maybe what we've done is saying we're only like Malachim. And we don't even have a choice to do good or bad. And therefore, why should we be rewarded for when we do good? However, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Klal Yisrael did the eagle, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And the words were, I am your Hashem. And when Klal Yisrael did that Aveira, Moshe Rabbeinu had a claim to defend Klal Yisrael. He said, Litzivisi v'loy lohem. You spoke about Kabbalah Torah strictly to me and not to them. Korach was a smart person. What was Korach saying to Moshe Rabbeinu? Ma'ra Korach. Korach said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kulam shomu piagvura. All of Klal Yisrael was equal. They all heard Anoichi v'lo yelecha. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you only said it to me, what he was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that a person does have a Bechira. And a person has a Bechira and he still chooses to do what's right, he deserves credit. Korach did just the opposite. Korach said, Kulam shamu pi gvura. They didn't have a defense. And therefore, they were diminished. He took away from them Moshe Rabbeinu's defense. The defense that Moshe Rabbeinu used to defend Klal Yisrael from the Chet HaEgel. The defense that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael does have a Bechira. The proof is that they unfortunately did the Aveira of the Egel. And still they normally do what's right. That shows how great Klal Yisrael is. So that's shot in the Medrash that we began with. Ma'ra Korach. Parshas Parah. He should have seen the Parshas Parah. What is the purpose of bringing the Parah Aduma? So we remember Rashi quotes Ramosha Darshan, Tova Ima, let the mother of the eagle, the mother of the calf, the cow, the Techaper Albano, and help her children. That Parsha teaches us that we did the Aveira with the eagle, and yes, the Aveira of the eagle is a terrible Aveira, but also shows that we had Bechira. Korach should have seen that parasha and defended Klal Yisrael, saying, yes, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard Kabbalah, heard the Aseres and Dibros. Klal Yisrael have a Bechira. And Korach didn't take that opportunity. Korach let Moshe Rabbeinu's claim fall to the wayside by saying, we're all equal. And that was terrible in what he did. The Dubna Magid explains the punishment that Korach v'Adosai, Korach and his group got, is directly connected to this. He says, the Pasuk says that what was the punishment? They go down to Gehenna as they are alive. Why is that the punishment? So he says, as the Dubna Magid normally does, he gives a mashal, gives a parable to understand what the Torah is teaching us. He says, there's once a person came to a store when the store was already closed, but the storekeeper saw this person and assumed that this person would be a wonderful customer, buy a lot of merchandise. And he came and he opened up all the lights for that the person, the potential customer, should see everything that's available and be able to choose what he would like. The person walks in and he says, why are you turning on all the lights? And the businessman says, I'm turning on all the lights. So you should be able to see and choose what you want. So the customer says to him, they're all the same to me. I don't care. Everything is fine. Whatever you give me will be fine. At that point, he says, if that's the case, then we should shut the lights. Korach said that Kol Eid Kulam Kadoshim, that we're all the same. If we're all the same, then you don't need light. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, is strictly to show that every one of us is unique, and every one of us has our own strengths, and every one of us has our own talents, and every one of us has our own place in Avodas Hashem. But if you, Korach, don't understand that, if you think everybody's the same, then you could go down Chaim Shoyle, you could go to a place where there's absolute darkness. Because the need to see and differentiate is not something that's spoken about to you. And it goes a step further. What caused Korach to think that he is a great person? One is because he saw his yichus. As the Pasuk says, Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi. But what was Korach's mistake? Korach's mistake is that when we think about yichus, we don't think about yichus just in the way, who were my forefathers? When we think about yichus, we also have to think about how am I matching up to that yichus? Am I filling the role that I should be playing given who I am and where I come from? And actually, the pasuk in the Teichacha and Parshas B'chukosai says, V'zachati es brisi, es brisi Yaakov, es brisi Yitzchuv, es brisi Avram, Eska v'Eretz Eska. So the Shulah asks, why is the Teichacha, we know, is the part of the Torah that speaks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu, unfortunately, is cursing us for not doing the right thing and the punishments that we will receive. How does speaking about our yichus fit into that parasha? So the Shulah says, when a person has such a yichus, when a person has such forefathers, and he doesn't live up to what he should be living up to, that is the biggest teichacha. Because what's being said to him is that you're such a great person, and if you're such a great person, why aren't you living up towards your yichus? And that was Korach's mistake. Korach's mistake was that he only thought about who his forefathers were. But what he didn't think about was, who am I? What is my place in Klal Yisrael? What is my role to play here in Klal Yisrael? And because Korach made this fundamental error and not realizing that every person has unique place in Klal Yisrael, and it isn't just enough to say, well, my great-grandfather or my forefathers were enough. That cannot be necessarily a bracha. As the Shulah is teaching us, it could be a klala. If we are to think about ourselves in Klal Yisrael, we're supposed to think about what unique role
could each one of us play in Klal Yisrael, given as part of that consideration, absolutely we should consider, is what our yichus is. Korach, who only thought about the subject in generalities, he thought about who are my forefathers. He thought about kol ed the kulam kadoshim. That line of thinking only caused the Maharal Lishtoseh, or caused them to make a terrible mistake. We all have to realize that even though kulam kadoshim, that all of Klal Yisrael is holy, we each have our own unique role to play.